From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. This week, it's the Democrats' turn. They hold their national convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, beginning Tuesday. What do they hope to accomplish? Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley is head of the Democratic Governors Association. He told CNN they intend to show they are very different from the Republicans.
We are the party that is for Social Security and for Medicare. They are the party that whose choices would lead to insecurity for seniors, and their policy is, I don't care. Go get a voucher. You figure it out.
President Obama is already on his way to the convention in Charlotte, visiting several battleground states along the way. Republican Mitt Romney is taking a break from the campaign trail for the next 2 days. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports after Labor Day weekend, Romney will begin debate preparations.
Campaign advisor Kevin Madden says Romney will practice for debates in Vermont at the home of Carrie Healey. She was Romney's lieutenant governor in Massachusetts. Ohio Senator Rob Portman will join him. Portman is playing the role of President Obama in mock debates. Before Romney flew home to New England Saturday night, his running mate Paul Ryan joined him at a riverfront rally in sweltering Jacksonville, Florida. Ryan accused President Obama of violating his promise to bring people together.
This is the third president I have served with, and I have never seen this kind of partisan acrimony. I've never seen this much dysfunction and gridlock.
Ryan scheduled a campaign early next week in Iowa and North Carolina, where Democrats are holding their convention. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the Romney campaign.
Gulf Coast officials say there are still hundreds of thousands of people without electricity in the sweltering heat. After Hurricane Isaac last week, thousands of people are still out of their homes. The storms dropped as much as 20 inches of rain on Louisiana and Mississippi. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is investigating whether its new levee system, built around New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, put other communities at greater risk. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports that some residents say they're suffering unprecedented flooding after Hurricane Isaac.
The $14 billion system designed to protect New Orleans performed as planned in its debut for storm protection. But some residents in communities south of the city and outside that system are asking if massive gates that shut ahead of Isaac sent storm surge to their neighborhoods. The Corps issued a statement saying it will check the modeling used in the design for the new system. It did not say when that review would be complete. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Church officials with the Unification Church say that the Reverend Sun Myung Moon has died. He was the self-proclaimed Messiah who turned his church into a worldwide religious movement, and he befriended North Korean leaders as well as U.S. presidents. He died today near his home in South Korea. He was 92. This is NPR News. Federal aviation authorities say that flights at all three airports in the Washington, D.C. area were stopped for a time this morning. They say a refrigerator caught fire at the facility that handles air traffic control at the airports, stopping flights for about 25 minutes. Officials say fewer than 20 flights were affected. The legal battle between Apple and Samsung continues, despite Apple's recent billion-dollar victory. NPR's Lauren Hodges reports.
Apple maintained a requested kill list of products throughout the lawsuit, which accused Samsung of stealing its designs. The list originally contained 8 items that Apple demanded be taken off the market. Now 2 of Samsung's biggest products have been added, the Galaxy S3 and the Galaxy Note. The Note is viewed as the biggest competitor to Apple's iPad.
Phone? Tablet? Feel free. It's Galaxy Note.
The S3, which was dubbed the Samsung flagship product and presented as an alternative to the iPhone, sold 10 million copies in its first 3 months on the market. Banning it could be a significant blow to the company's bottom line. The timing of Apple's request is crucial as they prepare to release a new iPhone and new iPad in the next 2 months. Lauren Hodges, NPR News.
A man suspected of a double murder in Detroit had to try twice to turn himself in. Police say the man had gotten into an argument at a party and opened fire, killing 2 people and wounding 2 others. The Associated Press says the suspect went to a fire station and the police were called. After waiting 2 hours for the police to arrive, the man went himself to a police station, where he was arrested. A police statement said that officers were busy handling high-priority cases. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.